What are some thoughts that come to your mind when I say the word hope? Some of you hope that the Christmas dinner you are planning for tomorrow will be a feast to remember for your family members. Some of you are hoping that you will be able to make it through the next week interacting with family members that you don't generally see and are possibly struggling to relate with or get along with. Some of you are hoping that travel conditions will be good so family members can arrive safely at destination. At Christmas time, each of us hopes for something. I can remember as a young child going into a store to buy a very special dump truck for my brother because I had his name in our extended family Christmas draw. I remember how much I liked that truck, and choosing it for him was like choosing it for me. Oh, how I hoped he would share it with me. This was back when those toys were made of metal and could actually carry some dirt or sand without the cheap plastic tires falling off. I can remember the game we used to play where we could go to the stack of gifts and take the gift and give it to the receiver, and then that person would get up and give the gift they had chosen. I remember getting a gift that looked exactly like the one that I had wrapped to give to my brother and thought, this is a mistake, as I was to give that gift only to find out that one of my parents who had my name in the draw had seen how much I wanted that toy truck and had chosen an identical gift for me that year. Wow, did we ever play with those trucks? I'm sure that each one of you can tell a story of a Christmas memory and something you hoped for. Although all of the memories that we come up with from previous Christmas seasons and all the things hoped for, the real message of this time is about a different hope. Christmas is about hope, a hope that God can bring healing to a broken world, a hope that in the midst of tough times we can find comfort. A few weeks ago on Sunday morning, we watched the Sunday school kids perform a play that recreated the birth of Jesus with a cast of younger kids dressed in bathrobes. Listening to the Christmas story being told from another point of view, that of the innkeeper and his family, was a great reminder of all the people who were there that night so many years ago. This reminds me of a story I read a few weeks ago about a youth group at a church that was performing a manger scene. The reason I'm bringing up this particular scene is that as a Sunday school teacher in this church, I get attached names to some of these people in this play. Joseph and Mary and all the characters were in place and ready. They did their parts with seriousness and commitment, looking as serious as they possibly could. And then it came time for the shepherds to enter. Dressed in flannel bathrobes and toweled headgear, the shepherds proceeded to the altar steps, where Mary and Joseph looked earnestly at the straw which contained a single naked light bulb which represented the glowing newborn baby Jesus. With his back to the congregation, one of the shepherds said to the person playing Joseph in a very loud whisper for the entire cast to hear, "Well, Joe, when are you going to pass out the cigars?" The solemn spell of that occasion was not simply broken by his remark, it exploded. Mary and Joseph's cover was completely destroyed as it became impossible for them to hold back the bursts of laughter. The chief angel, who was standing on a chair in the corner behind them, was the worst of all. She shook so hard in laughter that she fell off her chair and took the curtain backdrop and all the rest of the props down with her. She just kept rolling around on the floor, holding her stomach because she was laughing so hard. The whole set was in shambles. But do you know what? The only thing that didn't go to pieces was that light bulb in the manger. It never stopped shining. The author of this story went on to talk about how that shining light, in spite of all the chaos, was an ever-present reminder of the light of Jesus coming into a chaotic world. Tonight, I would like to challenge us in the following way. Our hope is in that baby in the manger who is the light of the world. The passage of scripture that I want to share tonight is found in Luke chapter 2, and I want to thank everybody who came up and presented the Christmas story, but I've picked three verses. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 to 12. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. That includes everyone at that time and everyone now. Today in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born. This is a hope that we can rest on, even when our world is in shambles, for in that baby, the God and the human cross paths. The infant Jesus is our living, breathing sign of the immeasurable love that God has had for all of us from the very beginning. Christmas is the living promise and hope that we are never, ever alone. No matter where we are at in life, no matter in what condition we find ourselves, no matter how far we might stray away or how unfaithful we are, God, the supreme lover, will pursue us in love for eternity. It's a love that never stops shining. The significance of Christmas is known to everyone all over the world. Though it is true that Christmas is celebrated as the day of the birth of Christ into this world, it also symbolizes a very deeply significant truth of the spiritual life. Jesus Christ is the very personification of divinity. If you study Bible history, you will find that Jesus was born at a time when ignorance and superstition, greed, hatred, hypocrisy were a huge issue. I've just finished working through 13 lessons from the Old Testament with our high school students in my Sunday school class, and I am amazed at how quickly God's people forgot about who he was and tried to do things on their own. I'm sure the young people in my Sunday school class were wondering if God's people would ever get it. As we walk through those lessons, through the lives of some of the prophets, we find out that purity was forgotten, morality was neglected. In the midst of these conditions, hope came. Christ was born, and he transformed the lives of people. He gave a new and a spiritual turn to the lives of man. He provided hope, and a change occurred in the land. People's way of life changed. A new era dawned for the world. In that period, when we have no thought of God or higher spiritual life, and if we choose to live a life of lust, anger, greed, pride, jealousy, if we enter into a new life of spiritual aspiration, purity, and devotion, then Christ takes his birth within our heart. That is the real Christmas, when Jesus begins to express himself in the heart of man. From then on, light begins to shine where darkness was before. A very small but very beautiful point of deep significance is attached to Christmas. It is a time and the manner of the birth of the Lord on Christmas Day. Jesus Christ was not born in a grand palace. He was not born to very wealthy or educated parents. He was born in a simple, lowly place, a corner of a stable. He was born to humble and poor parents who had nothing to boast about. We do, however, read about their spotless character and holiness. The above point of deep significance tells that the spiritual awakening comes to the person who is seeking, who is perfectly humble and meek and poor in spirit. One who is willing to find simplicity in life, learning to hope in and lean on Jesus. Even as Christ was born unknown to the world and in obscurity of darkness, he walked the earth 2,000 years ago, yet the icon of Jesus Christ continues today to be the most influential person in the world as we know. Jesus was a man, a flesh and blood human being, one among us. But there's something that makes him stand apart. He gives sight to the blind. He calms fierce storms with a mere word. He feeds 5,000 people with a handful of food. He raises a man from the dead. And above all, he raised himself from the dead. The life of Jesus Christ depicts that he is both fully human as well as fully God. He himself has gone through the whole of human experience, from the trivial irritations to the worst horrors of pain and humiliation, defeat, despair, and death. Jesus is a great religious teacher and a compassionate lover of sinners, a man who strives for peace and one who's tough on injustice, someone who understands humans better than anyone, the greatest man who ever lived. the great God who came to us. Jesus Christ's message was revolutionary. His words were simple, yet extremely profound. His words provoked either joyous acceptance or violent rejection. Jesus came and gave the message of love, mercy, and compassion to everyone. No other great leader has so inspired so many positive changes in the lives of his followers. People who encounter the risen Christ are transformed. As a follower of Christ, we have much to hope. We need to pass that hope along to those who are seeking what the true meaning of Christmas really is. Many symbols are here in church or in our homes which are intended to help remind us of the hope we have in Christ, the light of the world. We see the candles, we see the lights on the Christmas tree, which are here to remind us of the hope that we can have in Jesus, the light of the world. We see the manger. It's a little dark here, but you can see the manger and the symbolism of the length to which God went to show his love for all of us, coming as a baby. We see the cross, which Jesus conquered for our sins. Last Sunday, as Pastor Tom preached, I looked at this cross and all the red lights on it. It really got me thinking that even if each one of those little red lights symbolized a time that I let Jesus down by sinning, even then, his love for me never changes. It is there unconditionally. If you are visiting with us tonight and would like to attend a worship service, we would love for you to join us at our Sunday morning services starting at 10:30 on Sunday mornings. You're more than welcome. In closing, as you see the candles, the manger, the cross, and all the other symbols at Christmas, take time to note that hope that we have in Jesus, the light of the world.